having an exit plan, but it's actually autotelic. Auto means self, telic, telos, Greek, means purpose. So the autotelic purpose of creating a company isn't to make a bunch of money or even change the world. It's just kind of more, like, it doesn't even need to be altruistic. It's just, it fascinates you enough that you would want to do it for the sake of doing it. And even for me in doing these vlogs and stuff, I do it because it's just fun. It's fun, it's interesting to me. I like to innovate, make all this cool. Also, another thing too is, like, if you're a video vlogger, whatever, just touch everything. Even, you know, kind of give people a sense of interactivity, right? Picking up, Seneca loves it when I pick up rocks and throw it. Treat your GoPro like it's your own real life. Also with walks too, it's like, when do you know when to go back? It's kind of like, just follow your gut. You're like, oh, I'm kind of bored of it. Just kind of go back. It's kind of this strange, like, virtuosity thing that comes with hiking or mountaineers. Like, oh, you know, gotta enjoy the walk, you know. Keep your devices away and just be present. I'm like, nah, that's kind of a, it's kind of a weak sauce way to think about things. Anyways, yeah, I really do like the idea that if you're, you know, seeking some sort of greater turbo thinking, right? It's a good idea too. Well, look at these roots, man. This totally, man, it's so funny. Everyone wants to go to Japan. Ain't nobody ever talk about how beautiful the mountainside of Korea is, right? But anyways, so essentially what I'm trying to propose is, you know, I was thinking about this other day, right? So apparently a lot of, during COVID, a lot of the billionaires, you know, bought private mansions, yachts, doomsday bunkers, whatever. And I was thinking, I'm like, you know, if I was Peter Thiel or anybody else, right? Like, would I really want to, you know, just buy a secluded, beautiful mountainside retreat creative bunker in New Zealand somewhere? Probably not, because I still like being part of society, and I like the potentiality of being able to interact and engage with other people. Like, I love people, I love beautiful people, I love beautiful women, I love beautiful men, super swole dudes at the gym, stuff like that. And so I think a lot of people who come to the mountains or seek seclusion from the city, whatever, perhaps they're just over weary of the constant hustle and bustle. And, you know, even my thought too, right? Like, I call it Silicon Mountain, right? So, you know, assuming you're here in Korea or, I don't know, Mount Arrowhead or Lake Arrowhead or wherever you is, right? Isn't it? And then you have super fast, insanely fast Wi-Fi, even here in the mountains, right? Like gigabit internet speeds or whatever, right? Like, doesn't it make more sense to, like, live up here and, you know, just do your internet works up here rather than being in, like, some, like, depressive ass, like, Palo Alto compound? I think so. And even the hilarity is that I think my mom, she bought her minimalistic house for almost, like, only, like, maybe $150,000, $200,000 or something. And I see all these people in the Bay Area trying to jostle to just buy a $2.2 million house somewhere in Albany or Berkeley, or you know, drop $3 million to buy a basic 2 or 3 bedroom house somewhere in San Francisco, right? Like, to me, it's preposterous. Like, I would ideally, like, you know, live up here, have a car to just kind of go into the city and go back and forth. But ultimately, I still do prefer a life of travel and exploration while looking, even hearing all this stuff, right? Like, and yeah, things that are good about being here in the mountainside, right? You actually become a little bit less self-conscious because you don't really see, ain't nobody here, right? So I could walk around without my t-shirt even though my mom yells at me. And it's really conducive to thinking. I like the idea that you think and you also share your thoughts. So there's also this, I think, false notion of being some sort of hermit philosopher who goes in a cave for 10 years and seeks enlightenment and truth. And then once he's enlightened and happy, then they just stay that way, right? And I think that's a little bit misguided. I think, you know, innately we all have a love of humanity, and therefore the goal, I think, should be rather to seek some sort of deeper, interesting thoughts, challenging things. You know, I created the Zen of Eric, the Y app, as a chance for you to use the Facebook Messenger to just back and forth yourself, ask yourself the 5 Y question times, a bunch of times, to seek a deeper truth. Because I think people never ask why. So for example, even like VR, right? There's a new Oculus headset came out, whatever. Ain't no, like, people, oh, we could use it to like collaborate and work and da-da-da, right? But ain't nobody was like, what's the point? Like, why? Like, is this even important, right? Like, let us actually do say that you bought an Oculus, whatever, right? And let us do say, well, look at this view, right? Let us do say that it did, in fact, make you 1,000 times more productive. And as a consequence, you make 1,000 times more money. You're happier, whatever. But the question is that what you really want? And like, why? Like, why be more productive? Why make more money? Why even impact the world more? It seems like the hilarity too is that even when I was using Oculus Rift S, right? Typically, the ideal view is you have this modernistic house on top of the mountain. You have this 360 panorama view of everything. And then also if you read Ready Player 2, which actually I was a big fan of, the big question is like, you know, you have floor-to-ceiling windows, kind of this like glass cube modernistic house overlooking the city. But then if you can never leave your compound, that'd be super depressing. Like, I prefer being Air Kim than being Kanye West or Elon, who can't even leave their house without being mobbed by paparazzi. So in some ways, I think the ideal is to be kind of somewhat famous in your small niche. So like every once in a while you go out in public, you're spotted or somebody recognizes you or your voice, whatever. But at the same time, the average human being don't know who you are, so you could just kind of be at live as is. Like, I would not want to be Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie. Their lives must be horrible. Even like people's like, oh yeah, Kim Kardashian, a billionaire, and da da da. I'm like, man, you live a horrible life, right? Like, you know, essentially you have no freedom. And I think freedom, personal freedom, the freedom to leave your house without being harassed is kind of one of the highest things to have. But anyways, so even for me, right, like, I love being here in the mountains, right, or the countryside, but I wouldn't want to live here forever. I think still for me, a kind of semi-nomadic lifestyle is what I seek. It's so funny too, because like, people is now like, oh, you know, buy a camper van, but let's buy a Mercedes Sprinter van and, you know, live off the grid, but, you know, kind of have the like, I think that's kind of silly too, because, you know, people don't understand, right? You get these like mini RVs or RVs or camper vans, whatever. There's still so much maintenance, right? Like, something breaks, you gotta flush out the sewage system and the thing. So for me, even the ideal is not to own anything, but to just use the $1 billion in my savings account to just rent a car as is, ask for favors to people shelter you around. When you're at the crib, just borrow your mom's car, you know, walk, I don't know, take a bike, whatever, as you walk. Yo, do you see this view? All right, this is pretty good. It's so funny too, because like, sooner or later, humans acclimate to everything. Like, this is an amazing view, right? Like,